I just praise the Lord for how He can take a person like me and still use me. I haven't always been obedient to the Lord in His callings. Now I'm going to start that out this way because part of my testimony, well, let me back up. I will introduce my wife first. I want you to meet my beautiful wife, Debbie. If she would please stand. Thank you. Thank you. She has been an encourager and a nudger and a prodder for 42 years. And isn't it good how God uses our spouses to motivate us sometimes? But going back to my testimony, I was saved in 1974, and my wife, 2 years later, in a revival service, realized her need for the Lord and surrendered. But I grew up in the printing industry, working in newspapers and things like that. And I've always believed since I got saved that God directs your paths and He builds upon your paths. And I had no idea that He was going to open the door for printing for me in a ministry kind of way. I never put those two together. So anyway, I'm sorry, I'm taking more of the time than I should. I was working in a newspaper in Gainesville. Saw a little ad in the paper. It said something about printer needed to help with ministry, Christian Financial Concepts, which was Larry Burkett. I don't know if you all remember him. He's passed on now. And I called him up and ended up getting a job there. Worked there for 2 years. The whole time I was there, I thought, this is really great. I'm working for ministry. But the whole time, there was an empty feeling inside. And I'm going to back up a little bit because I'm trying to shorten this. Also heard of a place called Macedonia World Baptist Missions. All I knew is it was a mission board. But I happened to find out that they also did their own printing. I called them up on the phone, and I guess at that time I must have spoken with David Wade. And I said, hey, brother, I think I would really enjoy working in a Christian ministry using my talents that the Lord has given me. And he says, well, that'd be great. Why don't you come over and you know, we'll talk and all that. And I said, oh, this is so exciting. I can't wait. And I said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, what do y'all pay? He says, oh, brother, we don't pay. He says, you raise your own support. And I said, oh, no, I can't do that. And, you know, I'm going to start crying because isn't that where, as a missionary, you cross the real line there and you say, wait a minute. All these missionaries come to our church, and by faith, every one of those missionaries come through the church, present their work, go out on the field, and they rely on God to supply their need. When I said, I can't do that, who was I depending on? I was depending on myself. I was not, and I was in no way having faith in God. And I didn't see that. It was like I was blinded. Like Satan said, oh no, you're not going to get into the ministry that easy. You know, I'm going to pull you back. I'm going to start throwing darts of doubt at you. And I was like, I've got 3 kids. I can't do this. Well, sad to say, I didn't. I continued to work in Christian ministries with a salary. But I never felt like I was doing really what God wanted me to do. Okay, so let me wind forward a little bit. So Jonathan Anderson is my son. He is a missionary with Macedonia World Baptist Missions in Toluca, Mexico now. Has his own family. And Jonathan surrendered to the ministry and lived in our house. And I saw firsthand how God worked in his life. And I began to think, you know, I've got this all wrong. I've got this totally wrong. You know, God supplies all my needs. So I was going to the car for something. I came back in. I ran to the bathroom. Everybody has magazines in your bathroom, right? And there was this magazine from Macedonia World Baptist Missions. How convenient. My son had left it there. And it had a page in there talking about Macedonia World Baptist Missions printing department, which is called Gospel Publications International. And I kind of read through it, and it was talking about the burden and the need for help. And I put it down. I went back outside, finished unloading the car. And I cannot tell you how hard I got hit, but I got hit hard by the Lord in conviction. I came back in the house, and I was just bawling. And Debbie goes, "What's wrong with you?" And I said, "I can't do it anymore." She said, "You can't do what?" I said, "I'm tired of fighting God." I said, "I've been running for 14 years. And I said, I believe you can do it." And that next day, I went to Macedonia and surrendered. I've been on deputation. It's been slow, not as fast as I want it to be. But God's in control, and God's the one that directs our paths. Macedonia prints gospel tracts for all our missionaries. Also, when you get newsletters from your missionaries, we print those. And we print tracts for local churches. It's all nonprofit by cost, so it's a wonderful way to get tracts for your church. And I would encourage you to do that. And you say, "Oh, tracts are old-fashioned." No, they're not. Can you read? If you can read, you need a tract, because I can lay a track down in a restaurant. I can lay a track down in a bus station. I can lay a track down anywhere. When I walk away, God's word is still sitting there. Amen. And somebody's going to pick that up, and they're going to start to read it. And they may throw it down, and somebody else pick it up. But God's word does not return void. And I would like to encourage you to consider taking tracts and passing them out. It's the day of high electronics and technology. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a tract. So, anyway, that's it in a nutshell. So, well, let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be here tonight. Lord, that we have a chance to be among fellow Christians. But Lord, there's so many people out there in the world that don't even know you as personal Lord and Savior. Lord, we need to send missionaries. That's part of the local church, is to send out missionaries. And this church here has done such a wonderful job of that. But Lord, we just ask you to speak to our hearts tonight during this conference. And Lord, as Brother Gherardini comes and presents his work tonight, we just ask that you prepare our hearts. And Lord, just work in each of our lives. Yes. Convict us, Lord, and help us to grow closer to you and to learn to trust you. Father, we just ask that you be with the pastor in this church. In Jesus' name, amen.